This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we're back. Hour 3, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Time for our Monday Mortgage Minute. Kurt Rogers joining us now from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt, how are you this Monday?
I'm doing just fine. Can you believe this weather?
You know what? Can't argue. Compared to what we had on Friday, well, we'll take it.
I tell everybody that was like December 5th weather.
That's a fact. All right. Let's talk about appraisal, something you and I didn't get a chance to get to either last Thursday or Saturday when you were with me. But with the market, you know, short supply, high demand, what if the appraisal is off when it comes back?
And that's a great question, because I'm running into that with some deals, and most people would think with such a short supply and a bigger demand that all the homes are going to appraise for what they're selling for. If the home is in good condition, and it's got upgrades, it could appraise for more than what you're going to pay. But if the home needs upgrades, and I'm seeing this on the last couple, anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 is what the lenders or what the appraisers are cutting back because they don't have upgrades. Well, that means your value of your house could come in less than what you're offering them. Hmm. That's when it has to be put back onto the seller. That will they take your offer now?
Right.
Because you're not obligated in the purchase contract to pay that price.
Yeah, that may very well benefit you when it's all said and done, because at that point, and I know, Kurt, I don't want to get into all the gory details of this with, you know, I mean, every lending institution uses a different appraiser and so on, but the reality is, and again, those other institutions don't know what this appraiser did, although I've learned this through the years, you and I both have. Typically what one does, the others are going to come in fairly close to that. So the reality is the seller now has to look at that and say, okay, this one just came in at, you know, 30K below the value of what we had this deal done at. The chances of it happening again are pretty high. Point being, Kurt, there's some negotiating going on now.
Yeah, you can actually, that's happened the last couple of times. When an appraiser places a property, whether they use the three best comps in the neighborhood or the three lowest, as long as they meet the guidelines of the appraisal, that's going to be the value. You can't change it. You have to prove that they missed something.
Right.
And in most cases, they're not looking for nicer homes when this house that you're doing hasn't had the upgrades to it.
Yeah, and to your point, and that's where, you know, that's where having somebody that's really good on your side, realtor or even a broker like yourself, to where you come back and say, wait a minute, I don't know why this thing didn't appraise that way. I mean, to me as a buyer, even I look at this and think it ought to be fairly close, and maybe somebody missed something, and yes, they can always check and reevaluate to make sure something didn't get missed, but as long as nothing's missed and that's what it is, now you start negotiating.
And that's you're right. That's where you try to figure out, okay, can we come to terms? How else can we make this work? But yes.
Okay, good to know. Okay, good to know. Good information. All right, you guys take over. You take over Haystack Help Radio tomorrow on Tuesdays between noon and 1 right here on KLZ. What do you got going on tomorrow?
Actually, we've had a lot of people been calling in on your show and on the Your Money Matters show, and they've been asking questions. So we just got a list of about 25 questions people were asking, like what is APR, what kind of loans are available.
Okay.
We have all kinds of questions tomorrow we're going to answer.
Nice. Kurt, as always, I appreciate you, man. Have a great evening.
Thanks, John.
You betcha. Take care. Have a great night. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, affordable interest mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take aim and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take aim, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable interest mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DOR, equal credit lender.
All right, there's a great suspension special going on right now at Geno's Auto Service. Give them a call today. It's genosautoservice.com, and Geno starts with a J.
Geno's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of two NAPA Quick Struts or a $150 rebate with four NAPA Quick Struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Geno's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Geno's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Genos with a J.
Group insurance analysts, make sure that if you need insurance, you call them for a quote, e-gia.com.
The good news for seniors on Medicare is that you have more options today than ever before. The challenge is that all of these new options can be very confusing, and making the wrong choice can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of Medicare specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate the maze of Medicare options so that you get the right plan to fit your needs and at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service that you don't get with a call center or online, whether it is a Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, a standalone prescription plan, long-term care, or final expense insurance. GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, 303-423-0162, or go online to e-gia.com.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, today is Earth Day. I know I opened up today about that and haven't said much about it, and frankly, won't. Personally, Charlie and I were just talking about this through the break a little bit. I look at Earth Day as about as anti-Christian as it gets. I'm sorry, that's just me. Some of you listening may disagree, but that's how I see it. It is its own God, is probably the best way for me to say it. People are worshiping the earth and not God who created said earth. That's my problem with Earth Day. They're somehow, quote-unquote, trying to save the planet. And as I've said many times, and I'll keep saying, it doesn't need saved. Doesn't mean we shouldn't take care of it and be a good steward of. In fact, we're commanded to be a good steward of. But to worship it is on a whole nother level that I'm frankly against. 1,000% against. You know, would you find me doing things any way, shape, or form to promote Earth Day? No, I would not be doing that. You've seen nothing on our social media today in regards to Earth Day other than me talking about it. You probably wouldn't have known about it other than it's making headlines everywhere. And I mean, every marketing material piece out there coming from just about anybody you can think of, you'll get today for Earth Day specials. Again, I do have a company, and no, I would not participate in any of that. and the companies even that I coach, we're not sending out any type of mailers or specials because it's Earth Day. I'm not going to promote that. It goes against every fiber of my body to do that. Yes, there will be some that will. Just know I'm not one of them. I just struggle with the whole thing and even struggle with certain Christians and even Christian organizations that get behind Earth Day. It almost seems to me like they're trying to be kind of quasi-Christian when it comes to the whole Earth thing. Yeah, we're supposed to love the Earth. Okay, I get that. We're supposed to be a steward of the Earth. There's nothing that says I'm supposed to love it. I do. I love living here, of course. I'm glad God created it the way that He did. It's not the same as it was created, by the way, because the fall of man changed it. And I think that's where sometimes Christians get way off. They're trying to fix something that, frankly, is unfixable. The only thing God did to fix fallen earth is sent His Son Christ to die for our sins. Outside of that, He's done nothing to, quote-unquote, fix the earth. In fact, He destroyed it once with a flood, said He'd never do that again, but the next time it's going to be fire. And He has said He will destroy it again. So the way I view it as a Christian is if some point in time He's going to destroy it again, we actually have a higher view of it than He does. Now, I get it. He's going to destroy it to redo it. I get that. Tear it down, build again. I understand that. And I understand fully that it's not the same today as the way He created it because we screwed it up. I get that. Literally, we screwed it up. We messed it up. It's not the same any longer because of what we did. But I think sometimes even Christians get the whole Earth Day thing out of whack because we think somehow we can fix, I'm using the right words, by the way, we can fix what we screwed up. And I'm getting a little theological on you all, but the reality is we can't fix anything we screwed up. In fact, when we start trying to is when we get into problems spiritually speaking with the Creator. Because we're now trying to take over for what He started. I hope that makes sense to a lot of you listening. And maybe that's too deep for some. I hope it's not. And I hope you're following along with what I'm saying. But it's why I don't and won't ever participate in anything, quote unquote, Earth Day driven. Because when we go down that path, we're replacing Him. We're saying we can fix what we screwed up. And the reality is, we can't. Now, does that mean we should just destroy the planet? No, we cannot. I talked about this a little bit on Saturday on Drive Radio. Part of the problem I have, even in my own industry, is what some in the automotive world do to actually tear things up and leave a black eye for a lot of us in the industry. I talked about that on Saturday in regards to even some of the four-wheeling and different things that people do and so on. And while I'm not against any of that, some of what's portrayed and what happens, I don't think is always the best. I'll just say it like that. Am I against off-roading? Of course not. I had stores that built vehicles to go do those things for years and years and years. I made a living doing that, and I have no apologies for doing so. On the same token, could I ride along with every single person, you know, four-wheeling, and did I make sure that they did everything correct when they were? Of course not. That's impractical. I can't do that. No more than I can walk along somebody hiking and watching what they do on a hike or biking or ATVing or anything else they do. Now, does it perturb me when I see people off trail? Yes, it does. That's not how I was raised. Again, I was raised by, and if my dad's listening, he was a true and still is true outdoorsman. And raised my brother and I and my sister to a point, but my brother and I especially, my brother has since passed, of course, but he raised my brother and I to respect and pay attention to what's going on when you're out anywhere. Beach, woods, whatever, doesn't make any difference. It's God's creation, we're to be a good steward of, and we're supposed to take care of it. And we, growing up as kids, were never allowed to tear things up. Period. period. Didn't matter what it was. You know, when you were out hunting, you were hunting that species only. I hate poachers, by the way. Can't stand those people. Despise them. I have no use for people that poach. That's another topic probably for another day, but I have no use for those people. I also have no use for people that'll just shoot anything that moves, whether it's in season or not. I'm also a big one on, if you're not going to use said game for the right purposes, yeah, I'm not for that either. I understand there's trophy hunts and things like that, and good, responsible hunters will even take that meat and do something with it besides just the trophy that they got. And that is the responsible way to handle things. I think Scott Watley from Sportsman of Colorado would agree with me wholeheartedly. That is the correct way to do things. So does it bother me when I look out and I, you know, watch people doing things, even off-roading and that they shouldn't be? Yes, absolutely it does. It bothers me because, number one, it messes up things for all of us that want to do it correctly. It's why I'm so adamant, you know, I don't like street racers. I don't like the guys that roll coal. I mean, on down the line we go. There's all sorts of things in the automotive community that I disapprove of and will continue to disapprove of because it's not how things should work in our community. And I haven't talked about this for a while, but these guys that go out and shut down the interstate for X amount of time and run their races at night, it's a bunch of nonsense. Stuff shouldn't happen. If you're one of those that does that, shame on you. Shouldn't happen. Those things should not exist. That's what racetracks are for. So I know I've digressed, but I wanted to really kind of at least set the stage and set things correctly when it comes to Earth Day and where my position is and why. And I just look at Earth Day as a replacement to God himself. That's how I see it. If somebody wants to correct me on that, be my guest. I'm all ears, but that's how I see it. All right, I've got another article. This one I titled, Who'd Have Thought? So this is something that most people probably haven't followed. I followed this a little bit when it was going on and when it got started, mainly because I pay attention to commercial property and things like that, because I own some. Boulder County's Sans Souci, I think I'm saying that right, S-O-U-C-I, Souci, Sans Souci, I don't know how to pronounce it, mobile home park, jumped at Colorado's opportunity to purchase. So here, not long ago, Colorado came out with this program whereby they would help parks buy their own park. Mobile home parks is what they're called. And typically, there's somebody that owns said park. They manage the park. They lease the spaces. They handle all the infrastructure needs, make sure that the streets are swept and cleaned and there's covenants and different things and so on. And some are ran much better than others, no doubt. Just like any apartment complex, condo, whatever, some are run really well and some are not so well. Just the nature of it. And some of it has to do with maybe the type of renters you would have in some areas. Some, not me, but some would call trailer park owners slumlords. I wouldn't, because a lot of what goes on in a trailer park comes down to some of the things I just mentioned a moment ago. In this particular situation, 3 years ago, this particular community up in Boulder bought their park. Well, how's it going? Not so well. Like I said, who'd have thought? Well, as typical, the owners and residents inside this park have figured out that, wow, owning a park has a lot more to it than just owning my little piece of paradise where my mobile home sits. They have infrastructure needs and things that have to be taken care of and maintained. And in this particular case, they need a new sewer treatment plant. They handle their own water. And evidently, somebody didn't do, this is a community of 62 households, evidently somebody didn't do the proper due diligence prior to actually buying the park to determine what some of its infrastructure needs would be. Keep in mind, this is just 3 years ago. And now they've run into a situation to where they need to handle their sanitation differently, but there's been some changes even since they bought the park 3 years ago in regards to the rules regarding discharge out of the wastewater plant and so on. And it's becoming a problem. It's becoming a very expensive problem. There are daunting financial situations that are now coming into this community that they don't know how to deal with. So this whole self-governance has brought up other issues. What's that old saying? The grass isn't necessarily greener on the other side of the fence, and if it is, it's over the septic tank. This community is figuring out that it's over the septic tank, literally, because the septic tank needs fixed. Not a septic tank, but their wastewater system needs fixed. Some of these people, it, by the way, my heart goes out to them. They've lived there for quite some time. One of them they interviewed since 1995. And I appreciate the community wanting to own the park and manage it and handle it and so on. But with that, by the way, comes costs. In this particular case, they closed on a $3.3 million purchase from Strive Communities in June of 2021. It took 2 years to make that happen. I don't know how much help they got with that. I didn't read all the details. Doesn't matter. They own it. It got taken care of, and they now are paying their way. Well, the problem is this particular wastewater issue, depending upon the option they choose, could be anywhere from $3 to $5 million to fix. So keep in mind, they paid $3.3 million for the park, and I doubt that the 60-some residents all pitched in to buy that. There was probably some sort of a state grant or something that came along to help them do that. So now this becomes a real big issue, because even if they spread that, you know, anywhere from $3 to $5 million out over time, it's going to cost each park owner X amount of money monthly. Because even if they borrow the money, which they'll have to do because they don't have that kind of money, so even if they borrow the money to make all of this happen, it'll have to be paid back over time. And whether they stay there or not, any resident coming in will be having to pay that. So my point with all of this is while it looks really good, in this case, to own the park, manage the park, handle the park, and so on, because a lot of what's happening inside of trailer parks, by the way, is the lot spaces are going up because infrastructure costs are still there, and they're going up, by the way. So reality is they thought this was going to be a walk in the park, owning their own park. Now, 3 years later, they're really up against a wall and don't really know how to fix this. And again, I titled this, Who'd Have Thought? Well, I could have told you this moving into this that, hey, have you thought about all of the other things that owning your own park will amount to? Because it will get very expensive on down the road maintaining these things. So there's an article, Colorado Sun. You guys can read this. It's probably in a couple of other places as well. And it's not that I'm against the trailer park at all. I'm just saying, listen, before you go out and determine you're going to buy your own park, you probably ought to make sure you're doing enough due diligence to make this all work out. Because if not, you could find yourself up against a real problem. And here's my other concern as a taxpayer. Taxpayer dollars most likely help them buy this park. And I'll just say it. I don't want my tax dollars helping them fix this park. Yeah, I'll say it. I didn't make that decision for them. They did. Now that they have, it's up to them to figure out how to fix it, not me as a taxpayer. I'm sorry, this isn't welfare. It shouldn't be. I'm afraid, though, at the end of the day, somebody, some senator, some House of Representatives here in Colorado is going to read this. They'll run some bill, and they'll figure out a way to help these individuals with our tax dollars. That's my fear. And I bet I'm not too far off on that. So we'll see how this goes. I'll keep you abreast if I hear anything different. But what's that old saying? The best of plans? Yeah, they don't always work out so well. This is a great example of that. Speaking of planning, though, when it comes to your own retirement, your financial security, where you're headed, and I'll just say this. Nothing against the people in this park. But folks, you want to have enough of a nest egg to where you're not in this situation. You do that by having Al Smith on your side and planning way in advance how you're going to handle retirement so you're not one of these residents I just talked about. 303-744-1128.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. Find out what they can do for you. There's $100 off the next visit. Give them a call today, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Now is the time to call Hi-Fi Plumbing for all those things you've put off. Hi-Fi Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April, and for KLZ listeners only, High Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. High Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to High Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE to fix it for good.
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. Find out what their AC tune-up special for you is today. Just give them a call. Find them at klzradio.com.
Ream Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives, and that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
All right, Dave Hart, Roof Savers of Colorado. He'll love to help you with your roof inspection as you get into that time of the year. And if you've got any problems, you need something fixed, you need a repair, a replacement, he can do it all, including the extending the life of your current roof. 303-710-6916.
Replacing a commercial or flat roof is costly, not to mention the complications that can come with following new energy and environmental codes. We here at Roof Savers Colorado want to simplify things for you. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
Whether you are in property management or own a commercial property, we are here to help you save money and keep an energy efficient and watertight roof.
Flat roof coatings increase the longevity of a roof while also providing UV reflectivity. And there is no need to worry about water accumulation on the roof. With a flat roof coating, water is able to sit on the roof without ever absorbing through it. This leaves the roof at an extremely low risk of experiencing leaks.
Roof Savers has your back. Don't let your commercial roof distract you from your bigger priorities. Let Roof Savers simplify your day-to-day responsibilities.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916. Or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your flat roof.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right. Here's another one I just shake my head at. I don't understand this. Colorado Libertarians, those of you listening might want to call and chime in and set the record straight with me, call for an end to Middle East violence, which, by the way, okay, fine. Quit attacking Israel and the violence ends. That's my answer to that, by the way. But then they condemn all sides of conflict. Okay, that's where I have a problem. Asking it to end, fine, that's one thing. But condemning all parties, are you guys nuts? You libertarians that listen to me, are you guys crazy? And I hope the ones that listen to me aren't a part of this. Please tell me that you're not. 303-477-5600. Because if you are, I'm sorry to say this, but I'm done with you. I don't care if you ever listen to me again. Turn the channel. Because you know where I stand on this. I don't understand why your party, libertarians, why your party would say something this stupid. Yes, I just called it stupid. Quote, "We stand firmly against any and all acts of aggression, regardless of the parties involved." That's the problem with the statement, by the way. Goes on, "The recent events in the Middle East have only served to further destabilize an already volatile region." Folks, sorry, libertarians, it's been volatile for 4,000 years, resulting in the loss of innocent lives and the displacement of countless families. Okay, so what's your answer? While the statement refers to the conflict of Israel's war on Gaza, conflict between Israel and Palestinians have been ongoing since 1948, marked by the declaration of the State of Israel. It criticizes thousands of civilians caught in the crossfire. You guys, you don't get how this works, do you? They go on, "We believe that the only way to achieve lasting peace in the region is through diplomacy and dialogue, not through military intervention." The Colorado Libertarian Party statement reads, "The bombing of Iran's embassy in Syria is also a cause for great concern. In response, Iran fired a barrage of drones and missiles at Israel. Such acts of aggression only serve to further inflame tensions in the region and risk sparking wider conflict." So again, I ask the question, what's your answer? You libertarians that are listening, what's your answer? I don't see anything in this statement that gives an answer. You just let Israel hang out and get bombed? You let all of the countries around them come after them? I'm confused by these statements. I really am. I don't understand. Dave and Thornton, you're next.
Yeah, hey, I totally agree with you. The thing is that what gets me is this moralizing that they tend to get on without ever bothering to educate themselves as to what are the facts, and more importantly, especially when it comes to that part of the world, what is the history?
Right.
You know?
Right.
We have, as Americans, we have no idea.
Nope.
The long history of what's been going on there. It's not just
thousands of years, Dave. Not just a few hundred, even thousands of years this has been going on.
Exactly. And not only that, this is something, that, again, that we just don't seem to understand because we're not as morally, religiously grounded as we once were. There, it is life and death to those
folks. Absolutely.
It becomes a blood feud for them.
Correct.
And that's how.
And Dave, I agree with, really quick, there's a lot that the Libertarian Party stands for that I can agree with. You know, less government, you live your life, I'll live mine. I mean, there's a lot of things that they stand for that I can get in unison with them on. Their fiscal responsibilities and so on. I mean, I'm pretty much where they are. Until this, I will draw the line here. Yeah. This is something that you guys as libertarians, and I know a lot of you listen, you are dead wrong, Dave. Not you, Dave, but they are.
But not only that, John, it's one of those things, again, where we as Americans, especially certain portions of our country, like to get on our high horse and moralize about, well, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. Well, who the heck are we to be telling them?
Thank you, Dave. You know, absolutely.
It's one of those things the same libertarians, the same progressives, the same liberals back in the 80s when Reagan was prancing around trying to put his foreign agenda in place. They were saying, why are we the policemen of the world?
Right.
Well, I agree. Why are we the policemen of the world? We don't have a basic understanding of anything that's gone on. And my thing with Israel and what's happened, like him or not, the thing is that I will never, ever tell another man that he can't defend himself.
Thank you,
Dave.
If
somebody comes up and punches you in the face, you have every right to defend yourself.
Yep, Dave, my dad, the way we were raised as boys, I don't know about you, but we were raised that you can't start the fight, but you are more than welcome to finish it.
Absolutely right. You don't go looking for it.
Right. But if it starts, you can finish it.
You can't avoid it. Yeah, absolutely.
And Dave, I will say, growing up all those years, I never once started a fight, but I finished a lot.
Yeah, absolutely right. That's just it. And that's how you deal with bullies. The thing is that the attacks that happened on October 7th, Israel did not precipitate that specific one.
Correct.
Israel precipitated that attack simply because they exist.
That's right. And Dave, that will continue to happen. This is where the libertarians are so dead wrong, because they just don't understand everything you're talking about, Dave. They will continue to be there as long as all of the other nations exist, and they're there as well.
Absolutely.
Won't change.
And so it's one of those things where, you know, they want to talk about, you know, Palestine and certain Muslim countries and everything else. A lot of them are fabrications of the British and the French after the First World War. Iraq didn't exist. Pakistan didn't exist. You know, majority of those countries didn't exist, but Israel has existed for several thousand years.
Well, and I've said this before. I said this on, I think, National Carpet Roundtable. Here's the other reality, Dave, and this is where I will. Only time I'll fault the Jews, not the current Jews, but the Jews of old. But even now, I think they're doing some things wrong and not attacking more, by the way. But Dave, had the Jews listened to God some 4,000 years ago, roughly, they wouldn't be in this predicament.
Absolutely.
Sorry to say that, but those of you that don't understand what I'm saying, go read the Old Testament and you'll know exactly what I mean.
Exactly. There's a reason why they wandered in the desert for 40 years.
That's right, Dave.
You know?
That's
they,
right.
They weren't.
Well, and even on top of that, Dave, there were times where they were told literally to go in and annihilate the other nation, and they didn't.
Yep.
They left a remnant.
It's one of those things, even now, we want to go back and moralize about, you know, I can remember several years back when they were arguing about whether it was wrong and we should be held as war criminals for dropping the atomic bomb on Japan. Well, I'm sorry, but if you pick a fight and
we're gonna end it,
getting your butt kicked,
all right,
that's your fault. You shouldn't go out picking fights that you can't finish. They picked a fight. We didn't have anything to do with it. Japan wanted to take over all of the—
They want to rule the world.
Eastern Pacific, yes. And
it was a battle, Dave, as you know, at that time, between who was going to rule the world. And this is what really would have been interesting to see. It was either going to be the Germans or the Japanese, because they couldn't have coexisted. It would have been a matter then of determining who ended up on top. But the only reason they were together was because together they wanted to at least somewhat rule the world, and then one of them would have come out on top.
Yeah, they were willing to split the world.
That's right.
But eventually, like you said, had they come out on top, it wouldn't have lasted long.
Nope.
Another 15, 20 years, and they would have been
at
each other's throats.
Absolutely.
It was all about worldwide hegemony. They both pictured themselves as a master race.
That's exactly
and,
right.
You know, and more importantly, this is why they had to attack the United States, is because we were truly one of the only free countries out there. Even England, even France, even those people, they did not have a free republic set up by the people.
They did not.
For the people. They did not. They were still monarchies.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. Yeah, the only reason, in my opinion, and I'm not a historian by any means, Dave, but the only reason that I feel we did as well as we did is because we were an ocean across from them. Had we not been, you darn right, Hitler would have invaded us. The difference is back then it would have been much, much harder for him to do. So they, you know, the Japanese hit Hawaii instead. It was the closest thing they could get to our mainland to try to actually, you know, rattle the feathers of us, if you would. And they did, to the point that we annihilated them.
Yep. The thing is that it was a failed attack. They didn't get the carriers, and they didn't truly destroy the fleet.
Their one general said they awakened a sleeping giant, and that's exactly what happened.
absolutely right. And, you know, the thing is, they didn't sink the whole fleet. That they needed to, they didn't do it. And
correct.
Yamamoto, who set that attack up, realized we're going to lose this battle.
Yep.
We're going to lose this war because we don't have the manufacturing capability. And not only that, he understood the American ethos at that time.
That's right.
At that time. Who the Americans were at that time. I can't say that we're those same people now. I really can't. Because, like you're saying, we've got a whole Libertarian Party coming out and saying, well, everybody just needs to stop fighting. Well, you know what? It's easy to say.
It's easy to, yeah, thank you, Dave. Those are great words to say, but it is not reality.
No. And, you know,
which, really quick, Dave, sidebar. Libertarians are typically pretty, you know, reality-minded. So when I read this, I'm just shaking my head like, you guys just hate the Jews, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely right.
I mean, that's all. I mean, Dave, and Andy has told me that for a while, by the way, because he's had arguments, you know, more than I have with libertarians. But, and by the way, libertarians listening, you true libertarians, that's the problem I have with you. You're just Jew haters.
Yeah. And, you know,
Dave, let's call it like it is. There's no sense beating around the bush. Let's just call it what it is. They hate the Jews.
Exactly. And that's the thing that's even more disturbing to me over this last 6-8 months, whatever, since the attack on Israel, was how quickly the anti-Semitism has come out.
Yep.
And it's been defended by the media and this administration. They've been overlooking it. They've been sidestepping it. They've been doing a little soft shoe, little dance around it, instead of immediately coming out and saying, no, absolutely not. We will not tolerate this anti-Semitism on college campuses. We will not tolerate this anti-Semitism within the media. We will not tolerate this anti-Semitism within our armed forces or any place else. But yet it's happening, and people want to keep looking the other way. Well, you know what that tells me? Just like you said, they hate the Jews.
Yep. Yeah, and again, did you know, Dave, and I'll tell everybody else listening, I don't mince any words. I don't pull anything back. I have no issue saying that. This statement says it all. You libertarians, your true colors are finally out. We've known that for a long time, but it's finally known you're Jew haters, period.
And to include the liberals and the progressives.
Yep. That's a given, Dave. I thought more of the libertarians prior to this. I'm not sure why. I guess because the free-minded thinking and the, you know, you live your life, I'll live mine, and all the things they base their principles on, you know, I pretty much enjoy and agree. This one, I cannot. They are Jew haters, period.
Well, they've shown their true colors.
Yep, they sure have, Dave.
They're all shown their true colors.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Have a great night, Dave. Appreciate that. Flesh Law is up next, 303-806-8886. Any help you need, civil or criminal, Kevin is there for you, 303-806-8886.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck Law. You just got in an accident, so you call the police. You make sure you get a thorough record of the scene. But after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the things you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is to call him right now at 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after the accident and get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
All right. Find out if solar is a good fit for you. The only way to do that is to call Alan Davis at Level Engineering. Call him today. Find him at klzradio.com.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
All right, Dr. Scott Faulkner, he would love to be your provider, your medical provider. Give him a call today, 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
The good news for seniors on Medicare is that you have more options today than ever before. The challenge is that all of these new options can be very confusing, and making the wrong choice can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of Medicare specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy just texted me, by the way, and says, does their statement acknowledge the fact that the Gaza attack on Israel was unprovoked terrorism and explicitly targeted civilians? Do they mention how Israel never used civilians as human shields? No, they want to equate the two sides because, in fact, they hate the Jews. Andy, thank you. You are correct. And I will continue to talk about that. You guys that are libertarians, for the longest time, you had my support. We agreed on a lot of things. But in this particular situation, we're parting ways because you are wacko. You're wrong. You're Jew haters. And I want no part of that. Absolutely no part of that. So, I don't know what else to say. I had a lot of respect for you guys until now. You lost it all. So, whoever's in charge of the Libertarian Party here in Colorado, you've lost every ounce of respect I had for you guys. You should go away quietly and never be seen again. I'm guessing that won't happen, and typically all you do is screw up elections. So in my opinion, though, I'm done with you. You have no place in my book at all whatsoever. Bye-bye. All right. One last thing before I close out today. There's an opinion piece in Complete Colorado, which I like Complete Colorado. They do a good job of pretty much setting the issues, and they're more on the conservative, not more. They're on the conservative side of the aisle. There's an opinion piece by Isaac Orr and Mitch Rowling. I don't know either one of these individuals. And it talks about the XL power blackout, and it showcases the high cost of unreliable electricity. Now, I get where this article's coming from and the fact that they're trying to highlight that wind, solar, and so on don't work. Okay, I think you guys are missing the point. The whole blackout isn't showcasing the high cost of unreliable electricity. What it's showcasing is Xcel got sued. I don't think rightfully so, by the way. I'm not a fan of Xcel Energy. I've said that before. I'm not really, in this case, coming to their defense other than you all expect them to leave the power on when they got sued in the last 100-mile-an-hour windstorm for being at fault for the fire. What do you expect them to do? What this really should say is the XL power blackout showcases how the state allows a utility to be sued when, in fact, it wasn't their fault. Now, I'm not saying that they should be absolved of everything, but unless there's something blatant that happens that causes a fire like that, when it's just an act of God and a 100-mile-an-hour wind that causes it, I don't think the utility should have to be at fault, by the way. I'll stand by them in that particular case. So I think this article is off track, and they should have written it more along the lines of what I just said, because that's the real issue. XL basically told the state, if you're going to sue us or allowed us to be sued, we're just going to shut the power off. And by the way, I can't say as I blame them. I can't tell you that I wouldn't have done it any differently. When you allow them to be sued and have full blame over something they really had no control over, what are they going to do the next time it comes along? Turn the power off? Flip the switch? What would you expect them not to do, folks? Isaac and Mitch, what would you expect? Now, I understand that, yes, wind and solar aren't the answer. That's not the point of why the power was shut off. I hope, as Republicans and conservatives even, y'all understand that. They didn't shut the power off because of wind and solar. They shut it off so they didn't get sued again. And to prove a point. And I don't understand where the confusion of this comes from. Anyways, Veteran Windows and Doors is next. No confusion here. Installation free the month of April. Now, they don't have to be installed in April. Just set your appointment and get it going in April, and your installation is free. Call Dave today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
All right, up next, K&R Home Transitions. And if you want to take the stress out of buying or selling a home, call K&R today. They'd love to help you. Two realtors for the price of one. Find them at klzradio.com.
Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions know what the true value of your home is. And they also know how to show its other features.
K&R Homes sold our house in 30 days, and we got $10,000 over our listing price. We needed someone who was going to help us sell the entire value. So much so that when they put our video together, we didn't even know the house. It was so great. It was a beautiful, well-prepared, very professional home that even we wanted to buy our own home.
Kat and Robin understand what's behind your home's bones to see what it's truly worth.
What makes Kat and Robin special for us was they sold based on value. Our other agent that we had previously was really focused on us selling by price because of the market.
You know what your home is worth. You need a realtor that understands that too. Call K&R Home Transitions today at 720-437-8210 or go to klzradio.com/homes to start.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, that's about it for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate it very much. Tomorrow, it will be Andy and I. We've got several things on the docket for tomorrow. Actually, have several guests. We actually will have Deborah Flora joining us tomorrow. She is actually running in CD4. She'll be joining us. And then I've got Jason Jones and Nate Hawkman joining us a little bit later in the second and third hour as well. And then on Wednesday, just a forewarning, we're not going to do Health and Wellness Wednesday. It's the annual draft day where the boys come in, Richard, Walt, and Andy, and they do a mock draft throughout the day, and it's always a lot of fun. I enjoy listening as just a listener, so I'm sure a lot of you do as well. But we'll see you tomorrow. Myself and Andy will be back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.